episode 1751, Remember God Now.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. I pray that you are having a beautiful weekend. Today is Reflections. It's all about Sweet Spirit Sunday. Are you taking time for God? Because it's time to remember God now. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Where are you storing up your treasures? A calendar, Siri, and Google? They can only retain so much busyness. Remember God now. You will never have enough of what you don't need. So why store up treasures in storage units you never visit? If it wasn't for our moves, I would probably own a storage facility. Oh no, not just a little storage unit, but a storage facility. Year after year, we gathered more stuff to store. Now, yes, we have a big family. So with a big family comes lots of stuff. But if you think about it, those are just excuses, right? Have you ever seen the show Storage Wars? What would happen if all of a sudden you didn't have enough energy to get up in the morning? What would happen if all of a sudden life would end for you, whether that means death or whether that means that you're just not capable of getting in a car and having the freedom to go to the storage unit? What would happen with all of that stuff that's stored in there, all those boxes, all the markers and the writings on the boxes? Would it really matter? You have to be careful not to work yourself into the grave for simply storing up treasures here on earth. You have to be diligent not to focus on what you can't control. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That comes from Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. Are you making time for God? Do you schedule time with Him? Or do you just kind of have Him up on a shelf? Or maybe next to your nightstand, where if something happens, you reach for Him only in the time of need. But what about the time of celebration? What about the time of just the mundane, when you're doing the laundry, cleaning your house, or even when you're having a disagreement with your spouse? Are you making time for God? Or are you making excuses for not investing time with Him? You see, there is a price for everything. There is a cost. Remember God now. Earthly standards may rule your head, but heavenly standards capture your heart. You are strong in your weaknesses. Flaws may mask your potential on earth, but the heavens reveal your greatness. You don't have all the answers, nor will you ever have all the answers. Perfection does not serve you. I know. I tried to live in the perfection world that I created. But did that serve me? No, it did not. So instead of running your life to the beat of the world, run to the beat of the heavens. God will meet all your standards you can't live up to. All of them He will meet. Your greatest influence is God and God alone. Remember God now. Let everything fade away so your faith shines brighter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.